Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain, Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's out there working right now, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everyone that is working on the Third Watch, other than them, thanks for keeping America rolling along. I'm talking about the over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, to the bulk mail haulers hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices. Thanks very much. As well as the suicide jockeys hauling our gas, diesel, and jet fuel so we can go from here to there and everywhere in between. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram. Find us over there, Captain's America, all lowercase, Captain with an S at the end of it, America, all one word. Now, our website is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And don't forget, if you can't hear me anywhere else, go to the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and you'll hear the live stream playing there right now of this show. And then when the show is done, then it kicks over into the most recent program and plays it over and over again till we come back the next night at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. All right. Joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Got a situation here where the Biden administration, according to Congressman Michael Cloud, Republican of Texas, is continuing to aid and abet Mexican cartels at the border while they're not engaging in human trafficking but hindering U.S. commerce.
True statement.
Yep. What do we do now, Coach?
Well, look, I don't know that there's any more evidence that needs to necessarily be presented on what's going on at that southern border than we've already experienced. And you know that it, what is happening down there is nuts, because the left-wing media, I would argue all of the media except for Fox News, refuses to go down there and report anything. They are the only ones that are on the border. In fact, Fox News has had a drone in the area for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And they use it all the time to prove things that, and to, I would argue, also help Texas and Border Patrol wherever they can.
Sure.
With what they find with the drone. It's not that the government doesn't have a drone. I'm not sure that they aren't necessarily using it themselves, but anyway, that's the situation. So now it has to be on paper. And if I report on your show many times, that is the fact that the U.S. government has some remarkable tools that they could be using to stop the cartels. Because we have the technology and the reach to follow bank accounts, to follow the money, as they like to say. Mm-hmm. And they're not doing it. So, if Congressman Cloud says that the Biden administration is aiding and abetting, I think that's a very true statement.
Now, we don't know who the getaways are that are sneaking into the country, but we do know that they've actually apprehended 66 people who were on the terrorist watch list for whatever reason, and they've been apprehended. They've been held. They're being held now, most of them. And the gotaways, of course, you got to wonder when you know about that number, who are these people, and why aren't we making every effort we can to try to locate these people? Because we're not.
Well, let me back you up when you say that there's 66 that are on the terrorist watch list and they're being held. That's not a true statement. This government doesn't know where many of them are at all. Mayorkas was challenged on that very fact several mm-hmm. months ago in a hearing, mm-hmm. and he could not say where these people are and what the government's control of them is.
Well, they don't even know how many gotaways there are.
Well, how can you?
Yeah, we're being told the people that have come into this country are coming from 160 different countries.
At least. But, I mean, there's no way you can only estimate the gotaways, mm-hmm. but you can't give an accurate number on that. Mm-hmm. And we have no idea where they are. None. Zero.
Mm-hmm. And the White House continues to turn a blind eye to the drugs coming across the border. Already, 100,000 people and counting have died because of fentanyl.
Correct.
Well, it's not a good deal. We got to do something about it, and at least Congressman Cloud has pointed it out to keep it in the news since nobody else seems to want to do it. But we'll do it. Give us the info. We'll tell you about it. All right, hold on. Folks are coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Denise Simon and I will be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
You betcha. And this conversation I'm having with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico has been saving people money for a little bit more than 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25-plus million drivers. Now, you can find out more about Geico by going to their website, geico.com, or by talking to one of their agents. But if you go to the website, you can actually get insurance rates for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. By the way, if you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, you can get all of that there. And where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance with your automobile, and that'll save you some money. And you can do that at the Geico.com website or through your agent, whichever works for you. So check them out online, Geico, GEICO.com. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Before we move on, Bernard Shaw, remember him?
I do.
82 years of age. He was the long-time lead anchor and the face and voice of CNN. Died yesterday. He will be missed. He was missed not being on the air because his newscasts were just nothing short of phenomenal.
Well, that was years and years and years ago when
yep.
CNN wasn't an activist
yep.
Network.
No such thing as fake news back then.
Correct.
And if they tried to do that, they would have run them right off the TV dial, and away they would have gone. People wouldn't have stood it. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, going back to this border situation, I want to talk about a little different aspect to it, and that is what happened in Afghanistan. We have gotten the word this week from the Office of the Inspector General at the Homeland Security Department that an audit was conducted, and they found out that at least 79,000 of the Afghan evacuees that were brought into the United States were not vetted at all.
Well, they didn't have, they didn't have passports, they didn't have any kind of identification, there were all kinds of things. Plus, they were rushing people out of there and shoving them over into other countries, Qatar and wherever else. Nobody was tested for any kind of diseases, they had that, all that going on. So, it is said that at least two, and I think that number is actually higher, were national security threats, according to databases. Now, that's who they could identify, which, but, it's a very lazy, lax system. I mean, all of these people should have been arranged. They would have gone to some other country, and they would have had to. We would have forced them to stay there until we could complete the process on each person, and then they could come to the United States. But that's just part and parcel of the chaos and the failure of the entire Afghanistan exit strategy, of which there really wasn't none. There wasn't any.
Wait till you hear this. The report said that 417 records had first names unknown, or FNUs. 242 records had last name unknown, or LNU, and 11,110 records had the date of birth recorded as January 1st.
Which should be embarrassing. Look, this is we're in the age of technology. We're in the age of having exceptional abilities and platforms that we can use. And, we're kind of like in the dark ages here, not only with who's coming in processes and who's coming into the United States, as we have certainly seen with nothing else of the southern border, but we seem to be able to do the right thing with these Ukrainian refugees, right?
Yeah.
But we can't do it. So, the United States, we're showing all of our weaknesses and all of our the cracks in the system here. For nothing else, just look at Governor Newsom telling people that we have a power shortage out here. Don't plug in this and don't do that. Really, this is the best the United States can do, and it's every adversary that we have watches the United States happenings more than we watch ourselves.
Yep.
And they take advantage of those things. And then they throw in the troll operations and the disinformation operations, which manifest the whole thing. So things just get exponentially worse.
Mm-hmm. Now there...
Biden rides his bicycle.
Yep. Now, there has been a couple of recommendations made, but neither one has been done, nor does it look like it's going to. The number one recommendation by the DHS was they should immediately identify the evacuees from Afghanistan by trying to locate them wherever it is they sent them, because they know where they sent them, who are in the United States, and provide evidence of full screening and vetting based on confirmed identification, especially for those who did not have documentation to begin with. Now, they want to give them all green cards.
Right. But also, too, remember, we sent a bunch of them to our domestic military bases. Remember that one?
I do.
And we had some of these men that were sexually exploiting some of the women and some of our military forces. Those kinds of things have kind of been forgotten, haven't they?
Yep. They have. But it's nuts. We've gone to Nutsville, as some people like to say. All right, let's change gears. Steve Bannon, as was predicted, we talked about it yesterday, was going to have to go to New York and turn himself in on
charge.
Yep. Now, he was released on his own recognizance. I was a little surprised.
No bail.
Yeah, I was surprised that that happened so fast. But I guess it's because he's got the other charge he's waiting on, sentencing or whatever. But this Letitia James, the Democrat who happens to be the New York State Attorney General, she is just frothing at the mouth to get this guy locked up. Yep.
Yes, she is. I'm not sure he can beat this one.
I'm not either. I'm looking at the chart.
I think he's in deep poo-poo on this one.
Well, you can't advertise that you're taking 100% of the money for the Build the Wall campaign, and it's going to go 100%, and then disappear with $1 million because you got to have it for whatever.
Well, we don't know what the circumstances are, but they have embezzlement, fraud on bank charges, and money laundering, and so forth. So.
And
they've got text messages.
Yeah.
They've got bank account transactions. Like I mentioned earlier, they have those abilities.
Yep. And they've already convicted. They've already convicted two of his buddies, and a third one by the name of Timothy Shea. His trial wound up in a mistrial.
Well, two of them pled guilty already. Won't be sentenced till December.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder if they turned state's evidence on Mr. Bannon.
I have no idea.
Yeah, because that might be why they waited to do whatever. But and then there's one more person that's involved here. I don't have a name, but there's one more person that apparently is going to get dragged in, whoever that happens to be. But really, what were you thinking there, Steve? What were you thinking?
Well, we don't know yet. I mean, go slow on this. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's innocent until proven guilty.
Yep.
This one's not looking good, however.
Now, the other thing is, Joe Biden's been in office for about 600 days, right? I have to wonder what he's trying to hide, because we've still got some cabinet positions that aren't filled and some inspector general positions in some of those cabinet positions that aren't full. I wonder what he's trying to hide.
He's got to nominate somebody first.
He had nominated a couple. They didn't make it, but that's okay. All right. We'll talk tonight on the Weekend Edition. Have a great day.
Yes, sir.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there, read all the great articles she's got, and sign up for her email daily. Sit rep. I'll be right back.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamil, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden gives remarks about Queen Elizabeth's death.
I just stopped by the British Embassy to sign the condolence book in her honor. I had the opportunity to meet her before she passed, and she was an incredibly gracious and decent woman.
Queen Elizabeth II of the United Kingdom passed away peacefully in Scotland at the age of 96. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer vowed that the Senate will vote on legislation to protect same-sex marriage in, quote, the coming weeks as a bipartisan group backing the bill negotiates changes to gain more Republican support.
United Kingdom's brand new Prime Minister Liz Truss ended England's ban on fracking Thursday, opening the door to domestic shale gas production. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Captain. I've seen numerous doctors over the past 20 years until I found the best. Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has amazed me, and my foot is 100% better. Dr. Bill specializes in injuries of the foot, ankle, and lower leg. My case was a tough one. None could help me, but Dr. Bill did. If you're having problems with your foot and lower leg injuries, I recommend Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. So Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care or call 727-896-4615.
Thank you all, United States veterans. May God love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And I'll tell you what, the National Aviation Academy brings you this military and veterans news report. They've got two locations to serve you and train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. I'll tell you where they are. But you need to check the website, NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, and here's more info about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, keep in mind that the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to be an aviation maintenance technician. One of them is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. And the other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, in either case, you should have already gone to the website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. The website again, NAA.edu. Check them out to see what it is that they do and see a little bit about the two locations they have, Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Massachusetts. Because then you're going to pick up the phone and you're going to call them at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour at one of their locations. Or, if you want to, you can take the tour at both of them. That's up to you. So, NAA.edu on the website. That's NAA.edu. Clearwater, Florida. Concord, Mass., just outside Boston, on the locations. And the phone number, again, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. All right. Couple things right off the bat. First of all, Germany and their KMW company, Krauss Maffei Wegmann, is ready to supply Ukraine with 100 Leopard 2A7 tanks and provide training sessions for soldiers, which is going to be worth some 1.55 billion euros. Now, the vehicles are currently in storage. Now, apparently, the German military doesn't feel that they need these tanks, so they're willing to give them at that price I just told you to the Ukraine. They're not going there for free. They're going there for a price tag of some 1.55 euros. Billion euros, I might add. There we go, billion euros. Now, these tanks would overmatch any Russian-built armor on the battlefield right now, and probably defeat most Russian anti-tank weapons, because they're very hard to try to get a grasp on and do any serious damage to. Kind of like the old Timex watch takes a licking and keeps on ticking. So there you go. Now, something else that surfaced yesterday is the F-35 aircraft, the fighter jets, that were going to Taiwan. Now, the Pentagon has temporarily halted deliveries of the F-35 fighters following the discovery that the raw materials used for a magnet in the plane were produced in China. That threw a monkey wrench into the works. So they've temporarily halted the deliveries of the F-35 fighters until they can figure out what they need to do about the magnet made out of Chinese alloy that's in this aircraft. Now, the U.S. Air Force test launched a nuclear missile at 1:13 in the morning Pacific Standard Time on Wednesday morning. We were on the air when that happened, but we didn't get any notification of it. I was waiting to see if we could find something out. This is the first I've heard about it, the confirmation that it was launched. That's all we know. Don't know anything else, but I guess that's all we're supposed to know. Now, the U.S. Army has nominated a new leader for its Futures Command, Lieutenant General James Rainey, 9 months after its first commander, General Mike Murray, retired. That came from the Services Undersecretary, who said that at a defense news conference. Now, the U.S. Marine Corps' next budget will likely emphasize systems for secure data transfer, organic mobility, and logistics. And its number two officer said, reflecting remaining changes 2.5 years into the service's modernization effort, which is a big deal right now. Now, an Air Force Special Ops Osprey has been stuck in the Norway wilderness after a mishap. A CV-22 Osprey tilt-rotor aircraft belonging to the U.S. Air Force is stranded at a Norwegian nature preserve after suffering a mechanical failure in flight. This coming from the head of the Air Force Special Operations Command, who confirmed this yesterday. I'm assuming they're going to try to get the part or parts or whatever to this aircraft as soon as they can so they can get it out of this predicament it finds itself in. It's just a guess on my part, but I bet I'm probably right. Now, the U.S. military testing facility is now coming to Saudi Arabia. You heard me right. The U.S. military is developing a new testing facility in Saudi Arabia to help stifle an increasing number of threats to the region. And we'll see what they do while they're there and what it is they test while they're there. Because it'll be very interesting, to say the least. By the way, the recent end to a 5-year pause in large-scale military exercises by the United States and South Korea has reinvigorated critics who view them as unnecessary and shielded by a lack of information. Now, the restart of these large-scale military drills has reinvigorated the anti-war protesters in South Korea. So be watching for those protests, as sometimes they get out of hand. Now, the U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, showed up unexpectedly and unannounced in the Ukraine. He is talking about a new $2 billion military aid program for Europe in general. $2 billion for Ukraine and other European countries threatened by Russia. We'll see how that plays out. We just found out, by the way, as we go to break, the U.S. military trained the folks that used those Harpoon missiles and took that big ship out several months ago in the Black Sea. All right, we're coming back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Kathy. And my discussion coming up with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, in particular, Moss Acura. Now, the Moss Acura is one of those high-class cars that's affordable to the average Joe out on the street, because even though it looks fancy, and it is, and even though it drives like a Cadillac or a BMW, and it does, it's still very affordable. And Moss Acura makes it that way. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Now, they are the home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active military, all veterans, all first responders, current and retired, as well as all church pastors, too, get a great deal offered them on their vehicle. Also, you get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, which is what drives the people here from not only around the state of Florida, but also up and down the East Coast, also towards the upper Midwest, and as far west, and yes, we've had somebody here from Phoenix, Arizona, buying a vehicle from Moss. Now, think about it. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Check them out. See what they have to offer. And tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
We've obviously lost a legend, the longest-serving monarch in history. Queen Elizabeth II died at age 96, led a very long and peaceful life. Now her son, Prince Charles, becomes King Charles III. He's going to give an address to the British people and the world today. I don't know what time, but it's going to be today. Any thoughts you want to reflect on all this?
Listen, it's not my thing. There's tons and tons of stories everywhere. I mean, this is a tradition for the UK. For whatever reason it may be, the American people, and I'll get into that in my podcast. I have my theories of this. Enamored with the monarchy over there. From what I, watch from afar, because I don't pay much attention. I'm not one to watch royal weddings or do, any of this stuff. Seemed like a very nice lady, and I think that, her steadfast, I guess you want to call it leadership, if you will, even though she wasn't elected, is kind of, something that people of there, that's their tradition, they look to. And I can respect that.
Yep. Well, they are the public relations firm for the United Kingdom, the king and the queen and the princes and all that stuff. That's what they do. But as far as running the country, that's not what they do.
No. They talk about, and you don't even realize, you read some stuff, how many countries are a part of the Commonwealth and all of the things that go along with this. And
14 countries.
Yeah, pomp and circumstance and all things that it's hard for me to get my arms around, quite frankly.
Now let's talk about the Federal Reserve Chair, Jerome Powell, who appeared to confirm the expectations that the Fed is about to deliver a third straight 75 basis point hike this month.
Might be the case. I think some of that is baked into the cards to some degree. It's kind of where they're going to end up by the end of the year. I've spent a lot of time talking about this on my my podcast and also the show. I don't think raising rates is going to do much. I really don't. I understand that they have to because they have to appear that they have some sort of control over the situation. Nor do I believe that this idea that we have to see unemployment at above 6% and wreck the economy to get inflation in check. There's two sides to the equation. I like that the Fed is, with the quantitative tightening, is running down the money supply. I think that is, quite frankly, is more effective. Businesses are able to deal with higher labor costs. They make changes. They put up kiosks. They automate things. Actually, I saw a restaurant down in Southwest Florida was out there. They were using a robot to bring food to the tables, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
So businesses will find a way to help deal with that, and it'll bring those costs down. I think we need to deal with the supply side of the equation. The reality is that the lifeblood for the entire global economy is energy. Nothing moves unless energy is used, and oil and gas everything else in between. And when those prices are at the levels that they are, it's very, very difficult to get inflation in check. Let's be honest, the Federal Reserve doesn't drill oil wells. They're not energy producers. They can't change what the situation is on the ground when it comes to energy.
Now, I don't know if you heard about this one, but the social media giant Snap reportedly made an error that gave leading Democratic campaigns and party committees access to a huge repository of Republican voter data, allowing them to tailor their midterm ads.
Interesting. I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's the kind of the whole purpose behind some of the social media advertising is actually, tailoring various different ads. Even if that's what you do, you want to target certain people. I don't know how they gave that information away. It's Snapchat. I mean, it's obviously reaching out to younger voters. I don't use it, the service at all. I do understand it's almost like a means of communication, for crying out loud, when it comes to, for kids. I gotta get more information in regards to how it's gonna actually help them.
All right, we got a call. You want to take a call?
Sure.
All right, Mel in Saratoga. Okay, he called, but he didn't call. All right, well, we'll go back to what we were doing. Now, Ted Cruz has blasted the Democratic Party, describing it as the party of the rich, by the rich, for the rich, and the party of radical climate billionaires, while explaining how Democrats show true contempt for working class men and women as he condemned the recent calls for Californians to cut back on electricity usage.
Oh, no doubt about this. I mean, you just go by the numbers. The party of the rich, the party of the wealthy, there's no doubt about that at all. You're not getting any argument from pretty much anybody. You just take a look. Again, you know, they can convince everybody that they're out there for the working man and whatnot, but the policies don't reflect it. It was interesting yesterday, you know, Janet Yellen was giving a speech, you know, talking about how wonderful Bidenomics is. And, you know, it's just one whopper after another whopper after another whopper. You know, when real wages go down for the American people, how is that good by any stretch of the imagination? How is that?
It's not.
You know, try to describe inflation as a global issue. Inflation was running hot prior to the war with Ukraine, with almost 8% before then. So that was another whopper. Mm-hmm. So again, you take a look at their economic policies, and they're just failures.
Okay, we've got another call. I think I know who this is. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Laredo, Atlanta, Georgia, there, bro.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, yeah, sir, you too. Hope y'all having a wonderful day. Be careful the weekend. A bad storm's coming through.
That's right.
The thing you're talking about there with the media and all that, I tell people all the time, real simple, do your homework.
Mm-hmm.
Before you go vote on someone, do your homework.
Mm-hmm.
And what I kept trying to tell everybody before they put Ben the Penguin in that White House, do your homework. Look at what he's done. He's done nothing 47 years he's been in that White House but give stuff to China.
You're right.
The man is a lying thief, and that's all he knows is to try to line his own pockets, and he don't care how he does it.
That's right.
Do your homework. God bless you, gentlemen. I appreciate what y'all are doing, and God bless you.
Thank you very much, Laredo. Okay, do you have any comment to that, Chris?
I've written lengthy columns about this. So, you almost got to portray it as, hey, listen, you're doing the right thing by your country. You know, people like to pat themselves on the back for a myriad of things, where they virtue signal and wear ribbons and hit like buttons, and people like putting their sticker on saying I voted. If you don't know what you're talking about, please don't vote. I mean, that's a great thing that you're doing for your fellow citizens and your country. If you don't pay attention to what's going on, you don't know what the candidates are, you don't know what the issues are, you don't go and vote. I mean, you shouldn't participate in something like that. And, you know, we need people that are active and understanding how the world works, well-informed voters, and not this idea you're going to bring people that don't know what the hell they're talking about into the voting booth. How is that beneficial?
Right. And before we have to go, the railroad strike could happen. It could cost the economy $2 billion a day.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Yep.
Where the government could step in almost like with the...
Yep. All right, have a great weekend. Enjoy the football games, and I'll talk to you Monday.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. Go over there, check it out. Be informed. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.